Good morning. A trough of low pressure continues to pivot through interior New York and New England. This is producing a round of scattered showers, which is diminishing early this morning. Still, some wet weather will stick around for another hour or so. Then we'll start to see some breaks in the clouds through the middle of the morning. Temperatures are starting off in the 50s and lower 60s. Most everyone, though, once the sun comes back, will climb through the 60s, and this afternoon will manage to reach into the lower to mid-70s for afternoon highs. We'll continue with a northwest breeze, although it will be lighter than yesterday, and generally speaking at about 10 miles per hour. More sunshine later in the afternoon will last into the evening hours, and with high pressure building in, we'll see skies clear out completely as we head into the overnight period. With clear skies overnight, it'll be chilly, but seasonably so, with temperatures back into the 50s once again for overnight lows. As we get into the day tomorrow, that high pressure center will settle in overhead and we'll enjoy brilliant sunshine and a warming trend with a southwesterly wind flow developing. Temperatures will climb into the lower 80s. Humidity levels will stay low for the comfortable feel lasting into the afternoon. Humidity will start to build Saturday night and especially during the day on Sunday for Father's Day. Sunshine will gradually give way to billowing clouds during the afternoon, and there is the risk of a passing isolated shower or thunderstorm, but mainly dry, with highs on Sunday reaching into the upper 80s. On Monday, even warmer, with temperatures reaching into the lower 90s, with a late day thunderstorm possible, otherwise hazy sun and more humid. The next front will come through on Monday night into Tuesday morning with more showers and storms. Then we'll dry it out, cooler on Tuesday, but still warm with highs in the lower 80s and lower to mid 80s with more sunshine Wednesday and Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, stormy weather is expected to move from the northern plains to the upper Midwest as a potent weather disturbance crosses near the Canadian border, with the best chance of severe weather over Minnesota and Wisconsin. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe storms in this region. Although strong winds and hail are the primary risks, the same storm system is expected to produce heavy rainfall from northern Minnesota to Wisconsin, with a general 1 to 2 inch rainfall amounts likely. Meanwhile, tropical moisture associated with the future remnants of what is now Tropical Storm Bud will begin to move into southern Arizona and New Mexico by later today and into tomorrow. Anomalous moisture levels for this time of year, prior to the typical onset of monsoon season, will result in scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, with the possibility that some could produce localized flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light drizzle and fog, 36 degrees, and a northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 35 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 4 miles visibility in light drizzle and fog, 58 degrees with a dew point of 53, 84% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13, gusting to 20 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.93 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-70s, Boston increasing sunshine in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower to middle 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 73 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 67, that's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 1.05 inches for the month, which is still 77 hundredths of an inch below normal, and 15.39 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 1.21 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1988, and the record low, 42, in 1985. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m., sunset this evening 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few scattered showers this morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny with a slight risk of a shower today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers this morning, then increasing sunshine and highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a slight risk of a shower today, highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers this morning, then increasing sunshine with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm, low humidity, lower 80s. More humidity on Sunday and warmer in the upper 80s with some isolated thunderstorms developing in the afternoon. A few scattered thunderstorms on Monday as well, otherwise hazy, hot, and humid, lower 90s. Mostly cloudy on Tuesday morning with scattered showers, then increasing sun, lower 80s, and more sunshine Wednesday and Thursday, lower to mid-80s during the middle of next week. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.